Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline real quick. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. It's high school football time. We're getting to the big time for high school football.
Down the stretch.
Last month of stuff.
And as we bring in Larry, before we start, Blue, wow, what a comeback by Northwestern against Central last week to come back. That team mentally from last year to now still impresses the you-know-what. And a team we didn't talk about early, Patrick Surtain, American Heritage Plantation, being able to beat Cardinal Gibbons. Two good wins last week.
Yeah, well, especially because Central had all the momentum in the first half, up 14-0, kind of feeling really good, and then all of a sudden, I'm sure Max Edwards had a few choice words to say for Northwestern, and they come out and outscore them 30-6.
How does that happen? Central's so good. It is fun, and I wasn't at the game. It's hard for me to imagine how Northwestern, and we thought they were pretty close, but can do that in the second half. Does it go a lot of it go back the year before and they're a 500 team and they go on this road thing and end up winning the state championship?
You know, and this is, it may hurt a lot of people's feelings when it comes to schedules and people, you know, locally choose to, and not just locally, but statewide, choose to play those little comfort zone schedules. But when you play at the teams that Northwestern's played in IMG and then went up to Georgia and played Lowndes County, you're kind of ready for anything because those are nationally rated teams. And I'm sure that Max reminded them at halftime. He goes, yeah, Central's great, and they're down the block from us, but haven't we played teams that are just as good or better this year, and we're down 14-0? And I think that had a lot to play into it, and plus you have to look at Northwestern's defense, and it's a great defense and a young defense, but certainly playmakers all over the place, and that's what happened. And, you know, people just from around the country, just you can't grasp what inner-city football ball is all about. I mean, because that game, everybody goes, oh, well, I want a state championship. But, you know, winning a game like that, I mean, they've been bragging for 7 days already, and that thing won't stop for another 358 days because it's bragging rights, and it's huge. And, you know, you walk around, you go to a lot of the restaurants, a lot of the clubs these kids see each other at, and they remind them. And, you know, that it's stinging to lose a game like that. And certainly, you know, Central, they've both been in huge games this year. And But I think Northwestern, and now Northwestern kind of like eases in. You know, it looks like they're going to get a number two seed, you know, in the region. But that's only because Pat Surtain's team up in American Heritage, which everybody wanted to kind of take a shovel and dig them 6 feet under before the year because they lost some key kids to college and they lost a few transfers. But, you know, when you have a staff like that and you know, I mean, people could make what they want out of it. But when you have NFL guys who've been there and done that and who work hard, see, that's the thing. You could have NFL guys, you know, on a staff, and that doesn't always mean anything. But you look at a case in point with Jason Taylor, you know, a Hall of Fame guy over at St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, he goes home after a Friday night game, and he takes it with him. I mean, that's one of those things. And then
I was shocked on how in he is. I honestly, he missed something one night. I go, where were you? And he goes, dude, I got a game plan to put together. And I was like,
okay.
Crazy.
And it means stuff.
I mean,
you know, Joe, it means stuff because of the fact that you have a staff over at American Heritage of Daryl Porter, played in the NFL for a number of years, Aronde Gatson, who's played, and they're all in. I mean, they both have kids on the team.
Yeah.
You know, Pat had a son on the team who's at Alabama now. So, and last week's game against Cardinal Gibbons was really a really good game, very entertaining. Two teams that I guess generally don't like each other. You know, I mean,
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, they don't. I mean, it's, you know, last year when Cardinal Gibbons beat them twice on the way to the state championship, you know, it was a little different. So, yeah, that those two teams, and I think that Heritage, you know, they're, Heritage and Northwestern pretty much on a collision course.
Wow.
Probably be the third round,
yeah.
Third round of the state playoffs. And you get games like that, and certainly those are memorable contests. And that's what makes it tough around South Florida. As you know, tonight, where do you go? You know, I mean, and last night, you and I talked, and I was at watched Luther Campbell's Edison Red Raiders beat Carroll City 7-6 in a game that was defensive. Yeah, what a
great win for Uncle Luke, man! Wow, I cannot
win for Edison.
That is unbelievable. What has happened to Carroll City?
Yeah.
And boy, what a good win for Edison. Where does that rank for wins for Edison High School? That's right up there at the top.
I can't remember the last time that they beat Carroll City, and it's got to be a couple decades. And but a win is a win, you know. I mean, and I don't care how they derived at it. I don't care. You know, it was bad weather last night for like a quarter and a half.
Everybody's got playing it, man. Yeah, nobody cares. You're right. Yeah, both teams cares. Playing the same stuff.
You know, this morning Edison wakes up, and Luther's got those kids really playing well. They're looking for a playoff spot. And
All
I got to do is say, watch out Chaminade, because I mean, this is a team that has a great defense. They're in the same 3A, and this team certainly plays great, not the best of offenses, but their defense, and Luther does a great job. People could knock him all they want and other things, but when it comes to football, he loves it.
He does like his football, and he's been good to a lot of young kids, but I just want to warn everybody, that Chaminade team,
pretty good.
No doubt. Yeah, no
pretty
doubt.
Pretty good team.
You should see Joe's face right now, Blue.
Yeah, that's pretty good team.
What about
I agree. And plus, but you got to remember now down the stretch, Chaminade's got a couple of tough games. They got to play Central coming up. So it's not going to be an easy deal. But I said, tonight, you know, it's gotten to the situation where where do you go? I mean, do you go to a game where you have two undefeated teams in Plantation and St. Thomas Aquinas, which is a district game? The winner will get the district title, the number one seed. The loser will get the number five seed. But here's the thing. They've come into these games before. I think that St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, playing a tougher schedule, again, that really helps. It gives them the advantage. And, yeah, Steve Davis has done a tremendous job, but it's sort of like if you're a football fan, you say to Plantation, all right, prove it to me. I know you guys are 6-0. You've outscored your opponent 238-20 so far this year. You've dominated every game. But this is a different animal tonight, and they've, in the last 11 meetings, St. Thomas has beaten St. Plantation by an average of 37 points a game. So, you know, what happens tonight is all going to be dictated to see how good St. Thomas plays. If they play mistake-free football, I mean, you know, they played De La Salle. They played Carroll City. They went up to Jacksonville Mandarin and beat the defending 8A state champions. So, you know, St. Thomas, huge advantage at home, haven't played a tougher schedule. So to Plantation, I say, let's prove it. You know, if you belong in this, you know, group of teams, then you got to prove it tonight. You got to prove that those six games this year where you just demolished everybody meant something.
Well, you got a good one. You were wondering what game. To me, I'm trying to get a read on Columbus High School, which is loaded and one of the best running backs in South Florida, and University School, who I saw beat Western. And they are that should be a good matchup. You think that's a good game on paper or no, Blue?
I think it's a great game. I think it's probably as far as you talk about two teams trying to prove, University School, smaller school, trying to still prove that it belongs with the big boys. And they could do that tonight. On the other hand, Columbus came off of a couple of games where they shouldn't have lost. Obviously, Booker T took it to them and just never stopped in those games. But, you know, they were 2-2. They lost to South Dade in a tough game. But, Columbus, this is a game for them where they could, you know, kind of put whether University School is a smaller school or not, this is a big game for them. And if they could win this, I think they could assert themselves as another favorite to be in the mix towards 8A+. Plus, you know, South Dade still has to play Palmetto in 2 weeks, which is going to be a crazy game too. So, yeah, I think that, to me, unquestionably, the best game of the night as far as matchups. And I think, and that's the good thing about Columbus. They're not afraid now to play anybody. Back in the past, they didn't play all these teams. You know, they kind of stayed away. they got this game, then they come back to Broward County next week to play an undefeated Dillard team. So, yeah, this is a huge game for Coach Dunn and also with Coach Luque. As you said, you saw University School. They've got talent. But to, the only thing to me in this game is Columbus has more players, you know, and they have depth. And but we'll see. I mean, I've seen University School, and they're a really good team. Again, well-coached. Channing Crowder does an awesome job with the defense. They've got coaches all over the place that do an outstanding job. So, yeah, that's, if you're going somewhere tonight, this may be the place to go.
Blue, last couple weeks right after the segment, we've had a couple texts that come in and says, why no love for Gulliver Prep? And I know it's on your five games to watch this week or your top five games this week. Talk a little bit about them.
Solid team. You know, I mean, I can't say enough. I mean, you know, it's just that the whole thing is they play their games at 4 o'clock, and a lot of people don't get a chance to see a lot of their home games. They, you know, it's sort of like Joe understands being a West Coast team. Sometimes like USC or Cal or those schools, even if they're playing well, don't get the love because they don't get the exposure. Well, now they'll start getting in the spotlight. They're undefeated. They're right behind Gulliver, I mean, University School in the first RPI ranking that came out in 4A. So, yeah, they're a really good team. Coach Sims does a tremendous job. He's been there forever, you know, and he's surrounded himself by with excellent coaches, and they have a lot of key players. I mean, kids that are getting recruited, you know, like Wesley Neal, the nose tackle, is one of the premier players around. So, yeah, they're getting a lot of love outside of, you know, what we give them. But, yeah, I don't want to slight them. But next week they'll have a game against, most likely, against undefeated Calvary Christian up there, and that's another program that gets no love. They're 7-0 too, and they're the number one seed in 3A right now.
Is there a chance we got the upset bug, MacArthur at Cardinal Gibbons? Is there any shot of that? MacArthur's an interesting team, man. At times they look really good, haven't been able to hold some leads, but they're a pretty good team.
Well, the good thing for them tonight, I mean, they're actually like in a battle for that number five or seed with either who, you know, I want to say Plantation right now. I mean, the history between Plantation and St. Thomas says that, you know, St. Thomas is going to win the game. So they're in a definite battle for seeding, and that's huge because you don't want to, you know, in St. Thomas Aquinas' case, you'd much rather get them in the third round than the second round, you know. I mean, so that's what that's about. And Cardinal Gibbons pretty much has their seeding now. I mean, they're going to be right in the middle of the pack. They're going to be a top four team, you know, when things shake out. But yeah, Gibbons, I watched them last week. They have no quit in them. I mean, really, they never quit last week against American Heritage. They have some younger kids, and yeah, I think MacArthur has a chance to establish themselves back in the 7A race tonight. And another key game. You know, it's just what it is. That's the theme down here, guys. You know, you have so many great games every week.
All right. Hey, real quickly, getting back to Nat Moore before we let you run, the Nat Moore Award for the best player. Where we stand, we want to keep up. Give me a couple of names, what you've seen on either side of the football.
Well, you know, I keep telling you the kid Wingo, Derek Wingo from St. Thomas Aquinas right now, he kind of checks all the boxes. You know, not only a great football player, Zach will love it because he's a Florida commitment, but I think he's one of the best defensive players in the country. He gets it done in the classroom. This is a kid who's a respectful young man. Everybody respects him, you know, the opposition. I think right now he's the guy that, you know, he's the leader in the clubhouse. And now guys like Parrish from Columbus, who could have a big statement game tonight. He's going to be one. Xavier Restrepo from Deerfield Beach, great grades, 4.0 on his way to the University of Miami. I think those guys right now, as far as in that race for that award, and that's, you know what the award means. I mean, it's not just what you do on the field, but
no, but it's got to be, you got to be strong on the field as well as other things too. You're right.
No doubt. And you know, getting respect in the classroom from the teachers, that's a really good thing too. So it's I think right now Derek Wingo's the kid to beat, but you could vote for it. Fans can vote and make a difference.
Blue, always great having you, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Blue.
Nothing like kicking it off with you, man.
Thanks so much.
Blue.
Larry Bluestein. Week 8 of the high school football season underway.
Going to be fun through middle of hurricane threats and everything else. Here we go, trying to figure out who. We got great games next week. Next week's going to be really, really fun.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.